A whole lot of us in Utah took part in a major earthquake drill today. The Great Utah Shakeout aims to test emergency response plans and give individuals an idea of how to react if or when the big one hits.
People ducked under their desks or they filed out of their buildings, but this time the ground wasn't shaking. Keith Koper is director of the University of Utah Seismograph Stations, and he's with us now live on the KSL Newsline. And Keith, what would we have felt today if the shakeout had been a real earthquake and not a drill?
Well, if it would have been a magnitude 7, it would have been devastating. And, you know, the shaking, we usually measure it sort of in percent G, which is a fraction of the gravitational acceleration. And, you know, it would have been quite severe, and buildings would have been knocked down. You would have had potentially landslides. There could be liquefaction. So there could have been, you know, just enormous damage. And the shaking would last for probably tens of seconds if it was a magnitude 7. There'd be several aftershocks. You know, there'd be magnitude 6 aftershocks that would occur. So it would, it'd be quite devastating.
We have all heard the stories about what would happen in particular parts of the valley, like Maria's house on the east side would tumble down into the valley. Mine on the west side would sink with liquefaction. There'd be a shift in the Great Salt Lake, and downtown would be flooded. How many of those things are actually probable?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, it depends exactly where the earthquake would nucleate, where it would start, and sort of how it would rupture and how big it was and so forth. But all the things that you mentioned are things that have happened here in the past historically and are, you know, things that happen basically. We've observed them around the world with other earthquakes. So they're absolutely things that can, you know, happen in real life. And they're not really exaggerations. It's unclear if all of them would happen from the same earthquake, but they're absolutely things that can happen.
Keith, I'm kind of amazed at the instant nature of technology right now. Like, for example, when I was in California and they had the big quake in San Francisco, it was the middle of the night, nobody was awake, and the first thing I did was go to the seismograph station, and it was there. I mean, right as it was happening.
Yeah, I mean, we have seismometers that are on 24/7, and the data can be transmitted by telemetry or on the internet almost in near real time. So a lot of times the information about an earthquake can actually get out faster than the seismic waves. And so that's something that we're trying to capitalize on. It's called earthquake early warning. And the idea is if we can detect and locate an earthquake quick enough, we can actually alert people before they feel the shaking from the seismic waves.
We'd actually like a couple of weeks' notice if you could do that.
Yeah.
That'd be great, Keith.
I'd like that, too.
Yeah. All right, maybe someday with technology.
Thanks, Keith.
Thanks for joining us today.
Okay, you bet. Thank you.